Welcome to the Bluffton Presbyterian Church podcast. Worship service starts at 10:15 a.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit us at blufftonpc.org.
Welcome to all those who gathered together to worship this morning at Bluffton Presbyterian Church on this third Sunday of Easter. As we begin, please pass the blue friendship pads so that you can welcome each other by name. And if you are a visitor, please include an email or phone number so that we can contact you. In the way of announcements, note that Session is still accepting funds for the remodeling of the church basement, and if you could volunteer, please see Owen or Pastor Matthew. The annual craft day is on May 11th, so please fill out the bulletin insert if you can help in any way. The 30-hour famine is going to be next Sunday, April 21st, so the youth and if anyone else wants to participate, you are welcome. And then afterwards, we'll have a potluck meal, and we hope that everyone can attend. Next Sunday also, we'll be having Blessing of the Animals. It'll be on the church's lawn at 2 p.m. You can read these in your bulletin. Also, the Stewardship Committee encourages everyone to stay after church today to have a cookie and lemonade to celebrate the payoff of the church's debt. Thank you, and let's turn our hearts and minds for worship.
Good morning. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Ephesians. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please follow along together for our first reading, which will take the place of our call to worship this morning. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Hear the joy of praising God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us stand together and sing. Thank you. May be seated.
Our second reading is Psalm 98, a psalm to praise the judge of the world. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. With the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
I have to apologize a bit, for this week has been a little off. If you put up with me at session, you know I barely got through that meeting with the help of about 20 throat lozenges. And it turns out I've been battling bronchitis. See, I have so much NyQuil in my system, I can't even remember what they told me I have. I've been having bronchitis all week, so you might have tried to get a hold of me, and I've been asleep. So my apologies. And if I don't hear you the first time, it's because I am so blocked up, I can't hear anything. Which is so fitting to have this be Music Sunday, of all things. But what do we talk about with music? This is the second time we've done a Music Appreciation Sunday, and every time I stop and think about how important music is. And one of the things that first pops into my mind is even now, after so many different colleges and seminaries and doctoral schools, when I need to find a book in the Bible, what I do is I go back to my Sunday school lesson when I was about this tall, and I still sing a song in my head, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, 2 Corinthians, and that song has stuck in my brain, so I use it more than all the rest of my education to find what I'm looking for. There is a version that goes along with the Old Testament too, but it's a lot longer. Big surprise. But music does have that way about it, doesn't it? It has a way of getting into us and having a hold on us in a very different way. It helps us remember stuff, but it's also so much more than that. Music is transforming. It's inspiring. It can lift us up and it can bring us down. It can bring back good memories and it can bring up bad memories. We are constantly surrounded by music in this world. It's a gift that so few generations have had before us. We can have it in our cars. We have it on our televisions, in our movies, and all around us. Even in elevators of all places, but I'm not quite sure that's real music. In nearly all parts of our life, we hear music. Music affects us emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, even physically. For you hear those good songs and your feet start tapping and your heart rate gets better. And I'm sure none of this surprises you. It might be, that's right. When I hear this song, I'm conjured back to that era. Or this song makes me happy. So this is all very normal to us. Each of us could easily share from our own lives how music has affected us. I think back about being a child of the 80s. And how I cannot help but think of my childhood when I hear everything from Devo to NXS. And even now, if I hear just the right Ace of Base song, I think about being in high school. You actually remember what that is, huh? Okay. And every so often, I will even find myself saying, the music these kids listen to today, it's not as good as when I was around. But there's also other things I associate with music. For instance, I know it's going to stick in my mind forever, Michelle and I singing the summons at her father's funeral. And every time I now sing that song, it brings me back to those events. I also remember singing songs for the passings of other friends. And I'm sure there's songs that bring you back to moments of grief in your family. There's also the music that I picked up through Sunday school, like I mentioned, for the Bible songs, but also Johnny Appleseed, and some songs you would never even know if I told you, like the George Fox song. And you think about holidays. What is Christmas without music? Even the holiday we just experienced, what is Easter without Christ the Lord is risen today to lead us forward? Now, here comes the challenge, is to not just receive the music, not just let it be those moments and those touch points in our lives, but also to engage the music. For example, if I asked you to get out a pen, you can do it literally if you want to, and write down what the soundtrack would be of your faith, what would it be? What songs have inspired your concept of God, your idea of a loving Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, or even what songs have inspired you for how a Christian is to behave? Such as songs as They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love, a powerful song. A song such as Amazing Grace, which tells us of a truth that is so complex, but it sticks in our soul with music. Even maybe it is a gift to be simple. Talking about the devotional life. What would your list be? What songs speak to you? And this shows us that music is not just passing the time. Music is carrying the message. Music is feeding us. Music is giving us concepts to wrestle with that, I will be honest, probably would not be listed the same way in a sermon. Because even now, I bet I could get you to whistle, hum, or otherwise clap to Amazing Grace. But I bet you none of you can remember the sermon I preached the first week of February. Anybody remember the first February sermon was? See? Music has that ability to carry that message in a very different way. So since it's so powerful, don't worry, I'm not holding you against you. I know people. The beatings will commence later. Music is so powerful and carries the message that we have so well that we then need to think about how well we do engage it. That is, what is the value for music in the life of faith? It is so tempting, like I said earlier, to have our favorite music, whether it's the Beatles or Thievery Corporation or Skrillex or anything else in between, and to hear other music as, no, I don't want that. Those are popular bands. But we also do a version of that in church, don't we? We say, I will sing the old hymns, but this new praise stuff I won't touch. So I just quietly sit and don't open my hymnal. Or we do the reverse and say, I love the new praise stuff, but that old stuff is boring and it's too long. So when the adults are singing, I'm staring off into space. Neither way is right. We need to engage it. We are called from the Psalms to sing with a joyful noise. Not to feel like we have to be the choir, while we are very thankful for the choir. Not to feel like we have to know the song well. Not to feel like we have to have it be our favorite or from our generation. We are to engage the music because it has a chance to teach us and to share with us a reality that's beyond our own. The only way we can do that, the only way we can grow in our faith by using music, is if we share and if we sing. I do not know of any place where the Psalms ever say, you can skip this one because it's not in the right meter. Or you can skip this one because it has drums. Or you can skip this one because it's of the wrong era. Instead, we say, all of the Psalms give life. And so let us engage all of the music to learn, to share, and to encourage. And hopefully start to pick up some more of that message into our hearts. Thank you. You may be seated. It's interesting when we start looking at Scripture, just how much singing is in it. Whether it is Moses leading the people to safety after the Red Sea and Miriam launching into song afterwards, King David leading the people in song and dance, or even Jesus singing after the Last Supper, as well as so many times again and again in the letters and the epistles, music has been the source and the life of the church since that time and even before. So when we come to worship together, we come not to listen to a performance, nor do we come to perform ourselves, but instead we share music that we sing, that we play to the glory of God, to engage God. With that call in mind, let's turn our hearts and minds to confession. For maybe those times we have not engaged the music as much as we should have. Please follow along in your bulletins. For the ways in which we hide our talents, unsure of ourselves, we fill our lives with noise, hiding from the rhythm of the Spirit's song. For the ways in which we stifle the music around us, refusing to listen, neglecting to nurture, failing to respect the gift of music around us, are too quickly squandered. For the ways in which we have denied the holy in the beauty of music, defining what passes for holy to our ears tuned too narrowly. The mystery of the Spirit's song is beyond our hearing. Still the Spirit beckons. The birds share their song. Children often offer their melody of laughter. The rhythm of God's call in our lives knows no beginning and no end. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Hear the promise in the psalm. God will not hold us to our mistakes. This is the good news. We are forgiven in God's grace.
Praise the Lord.
Friends, as you have been given a song, Let it be a song of joy. And once you have a song of joy in your heart, you can reach out to others. So let you focus on your joy and reach out to others. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please pass the joy of your song around you.
Word Lord soli deo gloria. I know my children who took Latin probably are going to tell me I'm saying that wrong. But soli deo gloria. And what that means is to God alone be the glory. So for every piece of music that Beethoven wrote, he gave it to God for the glory of God. Now, do you think God only likes the music that Beethoven wrote? No. Do you think God only likes country music?
No.
Do you think God only likes rock and roll?
No.
How about rap?
No.
You think God likes rap? I know. We're all a little bit like that. Yeah. But you know what? God loves all music. Okay? Now, some people are given the gift of music. Some people are given a talent for music. But does that mean they're the only ones who should sing or play instruments? No, God wants us all to be a part of it. Okay? There are all these talented people in the choir who are wonderful singers. And there's all these people out here in our congregation. And some of them may think they're not very good singers. But I believe that everybody is. And all of you are also wonderful musicians. And God wants us to share our music. Whether you play in a band or sing in a choir, whether you are 4 years old or 104, you need to share music with the world. Try to imagine our world without music. It would be so quiet, wouldn't it? No music at all. So, to end our little children's time together, yes, sir. Yeah, Beethoven did a lot of different things. He really did. So we are going to make a little music. Now, raise your hand. Do you know the song? I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Do you know that song? Some of you do. You all can join in. Megan's going to give everybody an instrument. Doesn't matter. Just whatever she gives you. Yeah, take them out of the pieces. I should have done that. Because we are all musicians. Even if you don't know how to play the instrument she gives you, it doesn't matter. Okay? Because you can make a joyful noise. Okay? We have recorders and drums. We have, what else? Some shakers. And I've got a tambourine here.
Where?
Down in my heart.
on your way. Let's say a quick prayer together. Dear Lord, we thank you for the music in our life, and help us to always share that music with everyone to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our third reading this morning is a selection from Psalm 95, a call to worship and obedience. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are also his. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land for which his hands have formed. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, or as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me. And put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore, in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest. Hear how we shall come with thanksgiving. Thanks be to God.
I want to thank both the Edwards and Linda for helping me this morning. If you've been around me this week, you know if I talk more than about half an hour, my voice goes flat. So thank you for helping me preserve my voice, and thank you for sharing your gifts. I was really tempted with that last psalm to cut it a little early and to remove that last section that sounds kind of, well, scary, you know? Here we have a bunch of talking about having the psalm and God is our creator and takes care of us, and then it turns angry. So why include it? Well, there's a value, just like floods. If you have ever been in charge of a choir, or in charge of a band, or first violin, or first oboe, or in other ways responsible for others making music, you know how frustrating it can be when somebody doesn't come prepared. Which at some point I see a couple of people smiling. Or you know what it's like to try and make music with people who are not fully engaged. It's frustrating. So when we hear this passage from the Psalms, we can hear that God too can be frustrated with us. It doesn't mean God does not love us. Come on, parents out there, you can be frustrated with a child and still love them, right? And we've all had this experience. I'm not going to ask for names at this point. So we know we can love and still be frustrated. So God can be frustrated with us. Why? because we have all these reasons to sing. We have all these reasons to join in the choir, join the band, try and pick up the music. And for us to say, nah, don't want to, don't have much reason to, causes the frustration. So it's good for us to hear that, even with the joy, that when we don't enter well into Thanksgiving, it can yield this sort of situation. So let us turn our hearts and our minds to this gift we call music and the joy it brings to us. Please follow along together in the litany printed in your bulletin. And don't just read the words, but find yourself in the words too. Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for your word dancing around us. From the first bird in the morning until the last cricket at night, the sounds of your presence surrounds us. May our ears be open to hear your song. Lord, in your mercy. Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for the gift of music as it moves and shapes us. We thank you for the ways in which the poetry expresses our faith, the melody of our longing, and the harmony of our hope. May our lives and our ministries nurture the gift of music. Lord, in your mercy. Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for the musicians that lead us in worship. We thank you for those who lead us. We thank you for those who tap and strum and play. We thank you for those who blend their voices. May our lives display the appreciation for the gift of music and respect for the dedication of those who share the gift with us. Lord, in your mercy. Spirit of the living God, we give thanks for the opportunity to express our love for you and for one another through the powerful mystery of rhythm. May our expressions of word and melody honor you now and always. Lord, in your mercy. As we recognize that music can speak to us when we receive it, but it is in most when we start to enter into it that it speaks the strongest to us. Let us also turn our minds to sing again together. And when I mean that we speak this most strongly to us, I use this as an example. If you are the right generation, you know what I mean. There's a difference between hearing the song on the radio, passive receiving, and that song coming on the radio and you singing along with it. Then it becomes yours. Who to this day cannot start singing when the Bohemian Rhapsody comes on? Some people laugh, other people look at their shoes. Or whatever other songs that speak to you, that when you stand and you hear, this is part of my world too. So let us stand together and sing number 2212 and sing the faith. Thank you. May be seated. Are there any joys we would like to share with the congregation this morning? Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank everyone for your kind words and your prayers on the passing of my father. I was very comforted.
Mariah.
Better than expected in raising the doctor. So keep your prayers up.
We're glad to hear that she was doing better than expected. Other joys. Yes, sir.
Yesterday we celebrated my mom's 86th birthday with a surprise party.
And how did mom do at the surprise party?
She had no clue.
Aren't those fun? Oh, they are a lot of work, but they are fun. Well, we are glad that she had fun and you had fun in the celebration of 86 years. Where are all the prayer concerns we'd like to share with the congregation? Yes, Beth.
My nephew does complain when he's been on the prayer list for quite a while, has peritonitis, another battle right now.
Oh, another battle after so many others, too. Well, we'll continue to hold Dusty in our prayers. Yes, Carol.
2 weeks ago, I added my mother-in-law to the concerns. She did pass away on Wednesday, and the joyfulness of the sorrow is we had a beautiful funeral and a celebration of life yesterday. So, but keep the 8 siblings, or my husband's 7 other siblings, in your prayers, because even though you prepare for someone's passing, it's still a change. So
most certainly.
Yeah, and then the second prayer request is for one of Jim's nephews. His wife is on hospital bed rest with twins. She still has 4 weeks to go before they can safely take these babies. So prayers for Emma King, and the babies.
And just imagine being that pregnant with twins and waiting in the hospital bed for 4 weeks. Oh, so many prayers with her. Other prayers? No. Oh, but.
Prayers for the Voorhees and Barnes family. My boss, Christina Voorhees, his grandfather passed, and it's also her mother's father-in-law.
So the Voorhees grandfather passed this last week. Sisters and brothers in Christ, why do you find comfort in God's presence? May your trust in our loving God bring you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us join together in prayer. Holy God, as the hymn just instructs us that we just sang, how can we keep from singing? We know that this is so true of you, that you are above everything. You are above the lamentation. You are above the problems. You are above the strife and the concern. And yet, Lord, there is so much that does still weigh on our hearts. Lord, we ask that you hear what is weighing upon us, that you help us with it, as well as work your will in all these places. Lord, we know that once we share with you, we can return to song that much easier. For you are a loving God that always listens. And so, Lord, we do share concerns of families who have lost loved ones, families whose loved ones are still in the hospital, families who are expecting new illness and new challenges. But, Lord, while we do share in these concerns, as well as the concerns of our world and of our nation, we do hear of the goodness. The goodness of a good passing, the goodness of the support of a family and of friends, and the goodness of your music, which always wraps around us. Lord, encourage us to see wherever we go and whatever we deal with, that we can sing your song, not just ours, and we always find a measure of peace. Let us join together and sing our Lord's Prayer as it's printed in the bulletin. This is a version we have sung recently, so it should be familiar. This is fairly rare where I will have and or allow a service to have two themes, but this one fits. So while we are thankful for the music, we are also thankful for the celebration of our debt being repaid. And this is a major thing. But let's make sure that we go into it with the right heart and mind. So as we share together the Psalm 90 from the Book of Occasional Services, let us think about where our true refuge is. So often we are tempted to think our refuge is a bank account. So let us focus on where our true strength comes. Lord, you have been our refuge. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the sea were born.
From age to age, you are God.
Satisfy us by your loving kindness in the morning.
So we shall sing for joy and be glad all the days of our life.
May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us.
And establish the work of our hands.
About 7 or so years ago, Bluffton Presbyterian was coming through a challenging time financially. And that's not to say that it's just started then either. As we all know from our personal lives, whenever you have to take out a debt, it's normally after a couple of years of problems. So here we are in 2006. We can't make ends meet with what is general receivings. And so Session decided to, at that point, basically borrow from our memorials money that is normally set aside for special gifts or after someone's passing. We had to use beyond their normal scope. And we had to use a fair amount. We had to borrow almost $30,000 to make ends meet. And this worked through for a while. You probably know this history better than I do. It got paid back for a while, brought back up. Paid back, brought back up. And it took a while for us to get to the point where we could just constantly be putting against it. However, in the recent years, we have been able to only put against it. And so we have been able to put that money back in its correct place, back to its original intentions. And we are, luckily, with a lot of very hard work, being self-reliant.
sufficient. That is, we are bringing in enough to do our ministries without borrowing any more. Friends, this is an incredible joy. This is a celebration that came after your hard work more than anything else. By your working together, we have been able to take care of this. I've been thinking throughout this process, well, what do you do with debts? And I was tempted to burn. But we're really close to Pentecost, and fire and Pentecost have other images. And it has other images in the scriptures as well. Fire is holy. Debts aren't. Debts, I think, in some ways are anything but holy, just like tops and cables. It's straight when you put it down, and then it comes all tangled. Debts are something that consume our mind and our hearts. They're something we feel like we can't do other things until they're taken care of. Anybody know what it means to feel like you have a debt? Come on, anybody ever have a debt before? What does it feel like? Student loans. Quarter of a mil here. What does it feel like to have a debt? Heavy load. Heavy load. Worry, pressure, concern. And do you ever feel when you're paying off your debts, whether it's cars or student loans or mortgages? I had one of those for a while. Thank you for the manse, by the way. that debts just make you feel like you don't have enough anymore. You pay to this, you pay to that, and there's just not enough to go out and do things because you got to pay all this stuff off. So once it's finally paid off, we take the debt and we don't have power.
Is
that a sign? Ah, it's green. By the way, notice how we need everybody else's help. So we take the debt. And it's gone. Please follow along together in our litany of thanksgiving. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and trust our lives. For the Church Universal and for this congregation of your people.
We give thanks to you, O God.
For this place in which we gather for praise and prayer, witness and service, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
We give thanks to you, O God.
For your presence among us whenever your word has been proclaimed and your sacramental gifts shared and your love showed. For disciples young and old who have been nurtured here in faith.
We give thanks to you, O God.
For all deacons, ruling elders, and pastors who have led us and loved us, any of the offering of their gifts equipped us for the world of ministry.
We give thanks to you, O God.
For the faithful stewards among us who have lived for others, serving you by loving neighbors.
We give thanks.
For all those who have stood among us, whose memory still enlivens our faith and emboldens our witnesses.
We give thanks to you, O God.
For all the ministries of worship and mission, nurture and fellowship, and for all those lives that have been touched by them.
We give thanks to you, O God.
O God, we celebrate this special day, an unburdening of our hearts. But we do now turn and we look at all these things that we have given thanks for as our mission. Things we are now open to doing, lifted of this burden. Lord, encourage us always to see you, the light, even in the midst of the shadow. Let us now pray together our prayer of gratitude.
Receive our gratitude, Holy God, for the years through which you have led us, and open us to the future you promise. In the years that lie ahead, grant us your encouragement in our ministry, to remember this time, and to see with you all things are truly possible. Give us such trust in your Holy Spirit that we may find joy and peace in your fellowship, as well as the strength and courage
to live in the world according to
your will, and finally to hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now, as we said, debt is a cloud, and it's something we've all known that experience of. And so when you finally get rid of it, there's this temptation to relax. Sort of like when you are a choir or your band member and you finally get through the song. You're sort of like, just don't have us learn anything new again for a while. Let us have just normal. Don't you guys feel like that sometimes? Jane, Simple Music? Oh. But what do we do? Does she let you say only one new song a year? What does she do?
She's a slave driver.
She's a slave. Good for her. She pushes you, right, to the next song. And I know, because I've stood in and listened, she tells you you can do it, doesn't she? Same thing. While we are tempted to say we have finished this bit, we don't need to do any more, I want to tell you, no, there's another thing to do. Let's take those resources that we've been pushing this cloud off of our map with and do other things. What other things, you might say? Remember that list we gave thanks for God? Let's look back at them and do some of those. Let's care for each other. Let's take care of neighbors. Let's feed the poor. Let's embolden each other. Let's train our children. Let's encourage our elderly. This is not the time to rest. This is the time to move because we are unburdened. With that spirit, let's take up our joys of our tithes and our offerings. Let's join together in prayer. Holy God, thank you for all the gifts which you have encouraged us with. We certainly give thanks for the gift of music that we have shared so strongly today. We also give thanks for the gift of stewardship, the gift of work, the gift of leadership, the gift of discipleship, and so many more. Lord, help us to use all these gifts, the ones who have been shared here, as well as all the ones that still remain in our being, to bring about your kingdom. Encourage us after we have taken care of one debt to not see the end of the work, but rather a launching place to do more. In your sons, let me pray. Amen. Thank you. Friends, I know Stewardship Committee has cookies and refreshments to commemorate the day. I encourage you to stick around for fellowship and to share with each other's presence. In thinking about our benediction, all I can think about is this last verse. Let every instrument be tuned to praise. Let all rejoice who have a voice to raise. And may God give us faith to sing always. Friends, you have an instrument in your life. You have a way to share songs with others. Yes, it might not be a first soprano, or you might not be the best guitar player out there. Or maybe like me, you only play air guitar. But you still have a way of sharing. Let us share with joy the song that God put in our heart. Go in peace knowing that all debts today are taken care of. Amen.
Joy.
This has been a podcast of the Bluffton Presbyterian Church in Bluffton, Ohio. For more information, visit us at blufftonpc.org. Have a blessed week.